Hello, friends. It's us, Tiff
and Sarah,
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started. Thank you for tuning in to part two of If the Tip Counts, where we go from just the tip to forgiveness.
But I wouldn't be like, forget my name.
Depends.
I mean, even people that have hurt me in the past, like, I'm a forgiver, because forgiveness is for you. Like, I don't hold on to that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm a yes and noer. It depends.
No.
It depends on the person. It depends on what they...
There's some people my mother would rather me not forgive, but...
I think forgiveness is really hard, and I think it should happen with anything negative between two people, because you're right, it harms you more than it does them.
Yeah.
And you might not even be on their radar like that. That's different. But there are people that just don't serve a purpose in your life. Let them go. What are you, like, I wouldn't hang on with them, because why? And most of the time that happens naturally. It's not like I'm like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
It's more of a unspoken, like, all right, we get it.
I wouldn't say that I've always been that way, right? Like, I've grown up, I've matured, and now I'm like, well, you know, people have served purposes in your life, whether it's a short journey, they're there for a long time or a short time. Like, that relationship was for a purpose.
Yeah.
And, like, did I learn everything I needed to learn out of that person or not from that relationship, right?
Yeah.
Knowing them. And then, like, I don't know, I guess I just appreciate whatever I'm learning from that and either moving on or not. But I don't hold on to, like, resentment or, like, hate or, like, a hurt, because that only hurts me. I had a friend come and apologize for something that happened probably 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, forgave that a long time ago, but thank you for saying that, you know, and I was already over it. And 'cause I just knew that they weren't sitting and thinking about it mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out they were not. Until now recently, they're like working through some stuff, and now they're recognizing and atoning for what happened mm-hmm. in lots of relationships, not just me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I received an apology, and which was great to receive, but I had already moved past it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I forgave you a long time ago. And I think that was really relieving for them, that to know that I wasn't letting it hurt me anymore.
Mm.
But I just wasn't going to give it power anymore.
I mean, I have different views about everything you said. One, I feel that, unfortunately, in my life, I haven't learned that until recently.
Yeah.
So that's a work in progress for me.
You're still, yeah.
I don't want to ever hold on to those things, but the one thing my mom did say to me growing up was, you can't help the way that you feel.
Yeah.
And I, even as a young girl, when she said it to me, that really stuck. And I'm like, I can't help the way that I feel, but you can help how you react. But she didn't follow up with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was just trying to comfort me in the fact that, like, sometimes we feel things that we don't want to feel
them. But you can control it, though.
Well,
you can't control your first
thought. Feeling.
You can't control your first thought, but you can control your second. And then what you do with it.
Well, she didn't follow up with that, Sarah, is my point. My point is that's what I was left with. And it resonated with me that you can't help the way that you feel. It's very validating, because sometimes we get all bent out of shape and we don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we don't really know why in that moment.
Yeah.
Until we start trying to actually give ourselves the space to understand why.
Yeah.
Then it's different.
Yeah.
But that takes a little bit of time.
Recognizing.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel that some people don't know that they need to forgive people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up where I will say, like, I grew up in a space where that wasn't something ever talked about. It was more like, that person did me wrong. Fuck you. Bye bye. You're done. Like, that's it. That's it. And
That
so,
was more of my family
yeah.
too. I think,
So when you grow up, and especially how like my adult life has evolved and some of the things that I have gone through, I have held on to things that don't serve me, not knowing that they don't serve me. I thought it was part of my story, but really that was just very much kind of a victim mentality. But you don't know that. You know what I'm saying? You don't know, you don't recognize that because you don't know what you don't know until someone is like,
They
you don't
hold
have
it
to
up
live
and
like
say,
this. And this is why. And it goes back to that saying of choose your heart. Do you want to stay in a space where you hate this motherfucker and you want to look at them and have them die? Or do you say, I forgive you, but now we have a different
Well, in the
relationship
boundary,
because we're not playing this game. I'm not going to allow this anymore. So I'm still learning that new part. So to say I don't hold grudges, that's not a goal. But
That's not
I,
a goal.
to hold grudges?
No, oh, you to not hold grudges, that's not a goal.
Yeah, I don't want to hold grudges.
You don't, so to not hold grudges is a goal, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But
Sorry.
it does take work to get through that. It's not that simple for
No, for
me.
sure.
It's not.
It takes a lot of work.
I take it so personal just because I think that the younger versions of me pop in and they just want to be like, we know this. Don't let
And they're
that
like,
person
see,
in.
you're
Yeah,
just like this. You're just
absolutely.
like this.
Yep, we know this. Get out, get out. And now I try to exercise a little bit more grace, not only for myself, but for the other person. But that's still a work in progress for me because I most of my life hasn't been that way. It's been single mom, kids, routine, repeat, routine, repeat. I never gave a fuck about figuring that out. I assumed that someone did me wrong, bye. Someone did me good, hi. And it was just that simple for me. But what I now realize is I held on to so much stuff. And what's crazy
Because
is
when
in
you
the
said bye, you did me wrong, bye, you weren't letting it go. You were still holding on to that. Like,
But
see,
don't
this
know
person
it.
and
You
this
don't know
person and
it.
this person
You don't
all
know
did me
it.
wrong. And it was proving this narrative
It's
in your
proving,
brain.
yeah, it's proving like the codependency type of situation that we or that I have grown up in a sense, where also when you've been hurt and have trauma around your parents and people, that's such a comfortable norm. And then when you think you're growing and you're getting older, and you have kids, it's a very quick, like, bye. I know what this looks like. I don't need to give you any more space. We're d like, it's done. So I give a little more grace now. And I have to because then that grace allows me to give myself time to process why I'm feeling the way that I feel and not just to be reactive, which I was very reactive. I still can be, but it's just that's a lot. That's hard work when you've been living that way, not knowing that it's not healthy. I don't think holding on to feelings is healthy. I think everybody kind of knows that because it doesn't feel good in your body. But no one knows how to do the groundwork to not make that feeling so big anymore or to not just have it. There are some things that I'm like, I'm over it. Like, I get it, appreciate it. There's some things that are so big that. It's not that you don't ever want to feel like that again. And anybody who makes you feel that way, you're like, you don't have a space in my life. Shave the fat. Bye. So I think as I get older, there's also that portion of age that you are way less tolerant of things that you used to be more tolerant of. A lot of it has to do with your capacity to eat bullshit. And then the other half has to deal with like something happened and I don't know. There's all this good about this person, but this one thing really rocked me. And how can they be both? But they can't. Like, good people do bad things, and bad people can do good things. to think that that's not a thing. Like, you're not all bad.
Right.
You're not all good.
Yeah.
So it's just growing and, like, evolving into that.
I don't think that the growth part, though, is yes, it's giving yourself grace and that other person grace, but but what's really healthy about it is, like, is the boundaries that you're learning to make.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm a collector of people. I am, but that person may have, like, an asterisk. I'm like, oh, okay, like, I'm not going to kick anyone out of my life, but I probably am going to limit what they have access to with me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I'm learning that.
Yeah.
And also, I am learning to not launch with my words as fast when I'm upset.
Mm.
I mean, if I was ever angry, you would hear about it right away.
Yeah.
And kind of selfish, just because that's just serving you to just spew on somebody all your shit that you're feeling. And they might not even, it's so crazy how much people aren't on the same, in the same space that you are at that time for whatever that thing was.
Yeah.
And so
especially that kids and like,
well, I learned that from my kids, like, to receive that. Yeah. They were like, I didn't even think that way, mom. And I'm over here like stewing about it.
Right.
And they don't think it's a big deal. And it's not because they're trying to be disrespectful. They just have completely moved on. But I think that's normal. When someone is hurting you, it doesn't affect them like it affects the person they're hurting.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even know. So,
yeah.
There's that.
Well, learning, I mean, kids don't develop like that. It's empathy and like realizing that other people have emotions or similar or different to what they're feeling until first, second grade.
Mm.
They're just developing that.
Yeah.
That part of their brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know Gabby just turned 10. So that, like, 2 years ago, she was just figuring that out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then just trying to do my best to make sure you have, like, solid kids that can maneuver through that when you haven't always shown up that way for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Well, it's never too late. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
It's important that kids understand that even grown-ups, their parents they're still growing and learning. Like, we're not ever all done.
No. Some really cool things about Vincent is, you know, parents, I mean, we're still people whether we make these kids or don't. And so sometimes we don't show up as our best self thinking that we had. And hearing from your kiddo, you know, about certain things that you're just like, wow, that was not my intention. And that affected you that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do things with my kids that I can't do for other people. That's also crazy to me. It's like, you know, Vincent has said some stuff to me that's really like made me cry, like hurt me.
Mm.
And he didn't understand the adult things going on at the time.
Yeah.
And it's hard now because I don't want to share stuff and be like, well, your dad, because it doesn't serve him. And mm-hmm. All it does is push us farther apart. So it's recognizing when it's your kids, like, I just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it isn't up for discussion on me not validating his feelings.
Yeah.
That's so, I don't like the way that feels when someone tries to tell me how I feel.
Yeah.
Or that I should be feeling a certain way. It's like, motherfucker, you're not me. I feel this way and you need to not try to talk me off the ledge. Thanks. My feelings. So when it comes to Gabby and Vincent, I just apologized. I'm so sorry. How could I have, what would you have liked to have heard from me?
Yeah.
And it's, they don't know necessarily as much as like what Maya Angelou says. It's they don't know what you said or what you did exactly. It's how you made them feel.
Yeah.
So just trying to be cognizant of that
mm-hmm.
with your kids, because it's not about proving them wrong. If you start to try, if your kid's like, I'm upset with you, and you're like, well, you shouldn't be because of this, and I did all of this right, and you, well, that's how my parents would have done it.
Oh, my God, really?
My parents would have sat down and been like, you have no right to feel this way. You're the problem. You're this. Yeah. You're that. And I remember as a kid being like, fuck, that sucks. I'm trying to come to a common ground with you and you don't want to hear it. You're right and I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's so icky. With Vincent, I'm like,
if you're trying to make anyone right and wrong when you're talking about feelings, you're losing already.
Absolutely. But I didn't pick that up from them. I picked it up because I love my kid.
Yeah.
And I, inside of my body, I was like, I'm not going to tell him he's wrong. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to back my shit up as to why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to. So that's why.
I think there's an understanding, but you can't explain, like, this is why mommy did this, right? Like, I'm so sorry that that hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? And for them to have some context.
Yeah, I agree. But my context probably sounds a lot different than what your context would be if you were his mom. So I have to really think about how I'm going to say that in a way that feels heard. Yeah. And that I'm not poo-pooing the idea or getting defensive. I don't really get defensive. It just hurts when you hurt your kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be the worst feeling. I'm getting choked up. That's the worst, is when you've let your kid down. So I don't want to do that. And I think once you have kids, and then just me getting choked up and having that feeling, like, I don't think my parents have ever
said sorry,
been choked up about hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
They just,
I think it's a really old way of parenting. That
I don't think that is parenting.
I think a lot of people grew up that way, where children are to be seen and not heard. And that is a very big
parenting. Do you think your parents grew up that way?
Absolutely.
Are they like that now?
No.
So they've evolved.
Right, exactly.
Because the world has put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say Josh was probably raised more that way.
Yeah.
And so, and as grandparents now, his parents are starting to evolve in their growth of, like, because they're seeing it done in a different way, right? They're seeing Josh and I raise our kids differently than what they did, you know? And I think if you aren't going to go out and do the research and learn yourself, mm-hmm. which we know, like, that is on the onus of the person, right? Just because you weren't given the example doesn't mean it's not your responsibility to go learn better, right? And if they didn't, then right now they're seeing it. It's because of evolving. Josh and I are in a different example for them now, mm-hmm. and they're seeing that grow. But if they hadn't, they would still be those types of grandparents.
Yeah.
Right? If Josh and I were parenting in the way that they parented, I think.
But imagine if you had parents that chose not to evolve.
Right.
I think that for me, that's probably one of the hardest things about my parents, is not seeing that evolution of, here's the deal. At the end of the day, none of us know how to do it. There is tons of books. But it's subjective. Some work for others. Some don't. We have different personalities. We have different
kids.
Everything. Different kids.
Yeah.
Different kids. And there are people that have kids that are so completely opposite of who they even are. You're like, how the fuck do I deal with this?
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you operate from love and kindness,
mm-hmm.
conversation naturally happens.
Yeah. Love is always the answer.
It is, though, because you figure out mm-hmm. how to get there. Mm-hmm. But you have to want that. It's hard when you don't see that someone wants that. And then when you become a parent and like thinking it's all been my fault my whole life. I'm just a shitty human. And my parents know something that I don't because they're my parents.
Right.
I mean, I knew that they felt that way. I started to know that that might just be their reality because of feedback from their friends, or like my friends' parents, or people that I started working with.
Yeah.
That's kind of when I started to be like, hmm. But then it was always like, when I brought the question up, it was always reverted back. Well, they don't know you like we know you. They don't live with you. They don't understand you like we do. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure my grandmother understands me. I'm pretty sure.
And she understands you.
Yeah. And so it's just.
But it's hard to, when your parents are arguing against that with you,
yeah.
when they're the authority,
yeah.
that's really, really hard
yeah.
to move past that and
that's
accept
all I
that.
Knew.
Right. Yeah.
And if all these other people, my parents had parties constantly at our house, if all these people are showing up and like them and choose them, then that's another thing that validates, like, I'm the problem. But I guess I never want my kids to feel that way. All I can do is tell Vinny, I'm a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an excuse for me to fuck up and hurt you. It's just an opportunity for us to always talk about it so that I know.
Yeah.
Hey. And Gabby and I, same thing. Gabby and I have some great conversations. I know you and Ondo, but like it's being able to have those hard conversations with your kid and also being a parent, like our parents. For me growing up, parents were like perfect just the way they are. They don't need to do any changing. They're parents. And how dare you? Like, we never even got to think that way. They were parents. Mm. So that was your example.
Yeah.
That's what you saw. That's what you knew. And it was the questioning process as a kid. Because I feel like when we were kids, for me, it was, my parents are always pretty honest with me.
Mm.
But there were lots of examples of parents, and even on my dad's side, my dad and his and my grandma and grandpa, there were just things they didn't tell us, but we knew, you know, like me and my sister didn't have to be told that people in our family were smoking pot. We knew the smell and we knew they were doing pot,
okay.
right? Like, but my parents didn't teach us that. They didn't teach, do you know what I'm saying? So there's certain things that you just know as kids. And I feel like not acknowledging that and not knowing your kids know is crazy. And I feel like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like when I do smoke pot, I do tell my daughter, she knows.
Mm.
She doesn't come out with me. I hide it. I go somewhere. She doesn't know where I go. Well, now she knows where I go, but she's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to her. Lying to her doesn't serve her or I.
Yeah.
I am who I am. And I'm not being like, accept it, bitch. It's not that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is what I'm doing. And I can't promise you I'm never going to do it again.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of our parents would have ever done that because there's different platforms and there wasn't the expectation that they even had to have that conversation. So I think a lot of my parents' ways is because kids should be seen, not heard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to question me. I'm your parent. I'm mm-hmm. your authority.
Right.
I'm up here and you will never be up here due to age. So I think as time has gone on and now I'm an adult, I see things differently. My relationships with my kids, I would gnaw off my arm. I wouldn't to have a relationship with my son if he didn't. There's never going to be a moment, a day or time or second
mm-hmm.
that I don't always try to have him in my life.
Yeah.
Or if I've upset him on that level, I will always work to make sure that we are together.
Yeah.
So to have parents that are like,
yeah.
like I'm like a good book is probably better than me to them. To be honest. So that's, I don't ever want my kids to feel that way.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
That's mortifying. For me, that's like, not because like I need my kids' approval, but
yeah.
I'm their mother. And you don't have children come from your body. And in your sense, like,
mm-hmm.
it's, you don't do that to them.
You're, yeah.
Because essentially you're doing it to yourself. And our last podcast, we talked about like kids cursing in the house. They are constant reminders of who you are at the moment and what you're being.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always want to improve on that.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to show it better. I want to yell less. I want to, not knowing we yell. I'm just like, quick, quick, quick. I don't mean to come across that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have never been able to have that conversation with my parents, and they probably would have never been able to have that. I know my mama couldn't have that with my grandma. My grandma would have been like, yeah, you're crazy. Step. But now our kids and the norms of the world are starting to open up that platform where we can have more visceral conversations with our kids. Because if they don't get it with us, that's where YouTube, the gram, and TikTok and access to the world comes in. And I want to prepare them for that space because it's a lot.
I mean, how do you prepare them? Space.
It's not just your hood anymore.
Right.
Like, I live on Mulberry Street. That's my crew. Everybody knows me, and the whole world is happening around you.
Right.
Now you have access to all of that. So it's a big deal. The only thing you can do is just be honest and visceral with your kids, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they're going to learn it from, they're going to see some ridiculous shit and they're going to call it normal. And you're like, that is made for your eyes, not made from any other. It's
in reality.
It's to get a reaction. Yeah. So there's a lot we have to navigate as parents. The good side of that is that it does force us to be a little more down to earth with our kids and have conversations that I don't think that we were necessarily used to having with our parents.
Yeah.
So it's just a whole nother
level. Because they're just exposed more. There's more conversations happening because their worlds are so much bigger than ours were.
And there's things on their TV shows, even when it's PG-13 or PG, that pop up.
Right.
They're just like there was this Disney cartoon they were watching, and I have no issues with gay people, transgender, I'm none of that. I support that shit. You're a human. It's no one's fucking business. You do you.
Yeah.
But I was like, are those two boys kissing on the screen? What the fuck?
Well, that, it's like, well, because kissing wouldn't have even happened on any kid's show.
Remember how Dirty Dancing was the biggest deal? It was a huge deal.
Right.
When I was a kid. I was like, and it was just a big deal. Just the dancing that way and the gyrate. And I know we've evolved, but for me, I was like, there was, when has there ever been a day in time where gay people even have a platform in cartoons? That's crazy that we are there. We're there. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for that. I was like, oh my gosh. So now I'm having to have that conversation with Gabby. And not that she didn't know about that, because obviously my parents are lesbians.
Yeah, they're...
How do we go from, does the tip count? Do you think the tip counts?
I do.
I think it counts, too.
I think it counts, and it shouldn't matter that it counts. That's where I stand.
It shouldn't matter that it counts.
It counts, and it shouldn't matter that it counts.
Yeah.
But it counts.
It counts.
If you're counting, wet
hot dogs. Wet hot dogs count.
That for sure counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
And that's that.
And that's that.
Cheers. We need you guys to
subscribe
your asses off. Okay.
It helps get our page noticed and get us
updates.
More followers.
Then you know about updates.
Right. So make sure you subscribe so you get notifications every time a new episode launches.
And when a new episode launches, Sarah's going to make out with you.
What?
That's a win. That's how we get more subscribers.
I whore you out. That is not how we get more subscribers.
I know. Josh is going to be so mad at me. My bad.
Oh my God.